Hey guys, it's Jack Vanek from The Lady Gang, and I am sitting here with true crime TV producer and my best friend, Alexis Linkletter, and we are so excited that we are finally launching our true crime podcast called The First Degree right here on Podcast One.
And each week, we are going to bring you the craziest true crime stories and talk to the people who are one degree away from each of these crazy events.
And we've dragged crime journalist Billy Jensen along for the ride, and he can't get rid of us.
Join us on The First Degree every Wednesday on podcast1.com and the PC1 app.
Also remember to rate and review.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Judgment and get on, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend.
Get on.
Get on. We love that about you. And I want to thank our sponsors for this show, simplysafe.com/Adam2. LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. TheraWorksRelief.com, TrueCar.com. And you can download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices. What's going on, Drewski?
Hey, you know, I use your buck slips very sparingly. I'm very respectful to how expensive each and every one of these are.
Mm-hmm.
So I write in the margins on ones you've already used.
Mm-hmm.
But I found a note about me on one of them.
Dr. Drew phone.
What the heck was that?
Hmm.
What are you talking about,
Dr. Drew? I maybe was making a note. Let's see. Halloween hunt.
So it's something around
silly
Halloween.
String.
Uh-huh.
I need to go to a hand doctor because my hand is, my pinky's getting screwed up.
Yeah.
My scar tissue and my
Dupuytren's,
whatever.
You and Jesus.
I mean, what did Jesus have?
Dupuytren's. That's why he held his hand up like this.
Dupuytren's?
Dupuytren's contracturing. That's what you're getting.
Jesus had that?
Yeah.
Because he was a carpenter.
Ah.
So.
Come on now.
No, I mean, when you're a carpenter, you use the palm of your hand like a hammer constantly. And what people don't really realize.
I would argue this is an insight into the medical historians talk about this with Jesus, his Dupuytren's thing.
Describe to people what you're doing.
He holds his hand up. Whenever you see Jesus hold his hands up, the third, fourth, and fifth fingers sort of droop down a little bit, and his three fingers are extended.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so it looks like someone's saying we're number three or something,
right? Or it's third down, or no,
right.
Is that third down?
No,
that's
whatever.
Third down. No, different. And medical historians have postulated that maybe he had Dupuytren's, but I believe this is the first time somebody has suggested that insight, which that it's about the palm of the hand being used as a hammer, which is fascinating.
Well, okay, so let me explain about carpentry. You do not realize, obviously, you're not using your hand to drive in a nail. You have no idea how often you've got, you know, you've got your window unit. It's like you've framed out your window, your rough framing. The window unit is like in place. You're like holding it up. There's a guy outside. He's putting like shims in it and he's got a level on it. And you go, are we plumb? And he's like, the top needs to come out a little bit. You would never pick out a hammer and start whacking on a window frame. Mm-hmm. It's going to bust it up and leave it. So you end up taking, there is no, it's not like you carry a mallet. So what you end up doing is you take the palm of your hand and you slam it like gunk, and he'll go, it's got to come out a little bit more, you know, and you just, there is no, like, you know, once in a while you put a block of wood, a tap of the hammer, something, but for the most part, you have no idea how much just sort of whacking. If you watch a carpenter follow him around for a day, you'd see him use his palm like a hammer 10 times a day,
every day.
How
about the fact that back then they didn't really have hammers? They were not shaped metal hammers, and they didn't have nails.
Right.
So he was probably doing a lot of that,
wait
sort of mortise.
How do you get onto the cross? Zip ties?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I imagine they didn't have nails, you know, mass-produced nails all over the place.
They didn't have 16-penny vinyl coated sinkers.
With a nail gun? No, I don't think so.
Hell to the no. And they had almost no ring shank. Only the king had ring shank nails.
But
so,
you can imagine, right?
Yeah,
that would be true.
No, you know, you whack and whack and whack your palms on stuff like all day. And if you were trying to build something back then, it'd just be literally
banging, literally by pushing blocks into place and stuff. And a lot of what they call it, mortise
tenon. Yeah. Hmm.
That's a very interesting observation.
Well, it was kind of you.
Yeah, but you completed it.
Mm, you complete me.
Are we going to have this conversation finally?
I'm going to say, me and Jesus have Dupuytren's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sagging fingers. Yeah, because he's always you know, healing the lepers and stuff, but his fingers are drooping.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And is that the hand that we repaired?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's – my palm is dead. My palm is bad. Like it's just constantly bad.
We got to get a good hand surgeon.
You got a good hand surgeon?
Yeah.
You do?
I think so.
Good. Can I ask the guy, if I get more hand surgery, can I keep my underpants on?
That's up to the anesthesiologist. I'll send in my buddy. He wanted your pants off.
He wanted my underpants.
That's when you launch into the racist humor.
No, that was another guy.
Oh.
Look, if you want to do hernia surgery on me, you can have my underpants all day long. If you want to do hand surgery on me, I need you to explain to me why I need my underpants. Do you know what why they needed my underpants?
Sell it on eBay?
No.
No.
It was a potential fire hazard.
Yes, I do remember that.
I always love that. All right. Let's see. We got I have a note that said Dr. Drew phone, and I guess I was going to call you and ask you about
I'm looking up somebody right now.
A hand specialist. Yeah. I remember when I had my hand surgery. They also was like, we need an MRI. And I'm like, you really need an MRI? And they're like, we need an MRI. And I'm like, you really need an MRI? We need an MRI. I'm like, I don't think you need one. I have a cyst on my hand. It's like, well, do it. What I don't tell you is when you get an MRI on your hand, you go in head first with your hands out in front of you. And it's really the most annoying waste of time in the world.
Bang, 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 bang. When they hit the sounds like that.
Yeah. And then when they're done looking at the MRI, they're like, all right, it's exactly what we thought it was. It's like, all right, well, thank God we did that. But I guess everyone's got to worry about lawyers these days, right, Drewski?
Well, they plan their surgery, you know, based on that. But anyway, whatever.
All right. Anyway, the guy needed my underpants. That's all I remember.
I can understand that.
Drew, do your Simply Safe, and then we'll hop on the phones here.
Thinking about getting a Simply Safe, but you're waiting for the holidays when all the tech deals come out? Well, that's smart. Go to simplysafe.com/Adam2. That is number 2, and you'll get 25% off any new system. Here we are. It's the holidays. We've got the amazing deal. They are doing this just for our listeners and the Corolla Network. It is Simply Safe with an SimpliSafe. Great protection for your home and family. No contracts, no hidden fees, no sales pitch, no installation. Great reviews from CNET, PC Magazine, Wirecutter. If you go to simplysafe.com/Adam2, think about it, ADAM2, the number 2, save 25%. Please use that URL. It does help the show if you go to simplysafe.com/Adam2. And it's a great deal, and it's a great product. Everyone loves it. Goes with you. If you move, it's for your home. Great protection, your family. Again, no contracts, no hidden fees, no installation fees. SimplySafe.com/Adam2. Hurry. Deal ends on November 26th.
All right. Someone out here has got a question about marriage counseling.
I'm emailing you the name of this guy, okay?
Thanks. Dave, 28, Chicago. What's my syndrome called again? Supertans?
Dupuytren's. D-U-P. Yutrens, I think. I'll look it up in a second.
Make sure. All right. Yeah, what's going on, Dave?
Hey, Adam, Dr. Drew, get it on.
Hey, now.
Love you guys.
What's going on?
Been listening to you guys for a long time. Definitely appreciate taking a call.
Hey, 1 second. Is your address at mac.com or where the hell? Should I send it to Matt?
Let's send it to Matt.
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
So me and my wife have been dating since I was 18. She was also 18. We got married pretty early. We now have a kid. We have some trust issues.
Why?
Mainly my fault. Texting other women, stuff like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't call that trust issues, right? We'd call that cheating.
Well,
yes.
It's texting, I guess. I don't know if it's cheating or not. or form of cheating. Did it ever get consummated?
No, it never got consummated.
That little beat there made me
worry. Beat. Well, was there ever any meetings? Were there hookups? Like, what is the worst? If I talked to her, what would you say the worst of this texting was?
Well, she's actually standing right here.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I'm not sure we want to get this deep in. But
I do. All right. What's her name?
Her name is Chloe.
Chloe. All right. Well, let me talk to Chloe. Oh, we're looking at deep. Oh, hold on.
Hello.
Trent? All right. Sorry. Hey, Chloe.
Hey.
All right. You've been with Dave since, like, high school.
Or yeah, pretty much.
18.
Well, you sound right, depressed, 20 too. Here. Huh?
You're a little
we
angry.
We started going to counseling about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And?
Which seems to be doing some good, but I still have some serious doubts because we've been having some trouble in general, and I did bring up the divorce word. Mm-hmm. So he says that now that I brought that up, that he felt the need to reach out and see if maybe he can still find a relationship somewhere else.
What?
Well, it sounds like he was hurt by divorce. You bring up divorce, and then he sort of fired back or kicked back.
Is he drinking when he does these things?
Most likely.
Okay. So is he doing... So do any other drugs?
Wait a minute. When he does these things, I'm not sure what these things are just yet. All Let's just see if we can settle this. So, Chloe, you sound angry, I guess.
I'm very frustrated, yeah.
Frustrated. Are you angry at Dave? I know you're angry or frustrated at Dave, but as a person, are you an angry or frustrated person?
You.
You.
I depends on the situation. I'm very anxious, I guess I could say.
Mm-hmm. You have a sort of a coarseness to your voice or something.
Well, I think it's just she's coming to the phone and he's...
I get it. I get it. I'm just picking up a little tone here. So he was texting with a woman, a coworker, a friend. Who was he texting with?
I'm really not even sure who this woman was.
Mm-hmm.
I did see on his phone at one point there was pictures and texting. And I don't know if he's actually met up with this girl or whatnot, but
what's
it's
the worst?
Back in my mind.
What was the worst of the texts that you
it's
read?
The worst thing you've come upon?
Well, naked pictures
of the person he was texting with.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a little bit of a weird one. I don't know if it's made up. I don't. I mean, it could be a guy. You know,
yeah, but still.
All right, and how does Dave explain these naked pictures?
He basically says that I wasn't doing something for him.
Blames you. He blames you for it.
Maybe. I don't know.
And how is it? You got onto his phone and you were looking around his phone. How did that work in the first place?
Well, I had some trust issues even before we were actually physically married and had a child.
Trust issues
so
with,
once in
with
a while,
him,
you know,
with him.
He was asleep.
Yeah, I get
I would just glance at his phone, you know.
What,
and,
did you have trust, like, did your dad cheat on your mom or something like that?
No, not at all. My parents are amazing.
Parents are amazing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So trust issues with him, but what was he doing before you got married that?
But who married at 18? Almost who cares?
Well, know? They're dating at 18 or whatever.
Yeah, we got married about 23.
Okay.
I don't know. I would glance at his phone and I would see messages from girls and it kind of went from there.
Seems weird that he would just sort of leave the phone around with that kind of stuff on it. I don't know if he was trying. Do you think he was trying to send a message to you?
I mean, I honestly think he was trying to hide it because every time I would actually see it, he was passed out on the couch because he's, you know, he stays up late and I go to bed early. So I'd wake up in the middle of the night and he's asleep. So I'd glance at his phone and that's what I saw.
What's he doing for work that he's going to bed so late?
He's a maintenance specialist, if you will. He's just a night owl, so he stays up late. I go to bed early with my daughter, so.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like obviously there's some anger here, and it feels like, you know, when he said, "Well, I'm looking at these pictures because you're not satisfying me," that he's got some anger on his end too. Yeah. So it's good that you guys are in counseling. Look, you know, when you get married and you date first, you know, you meet young and you get married young.
You turned to Bill Cosby all of a sudden there for a second.
And Basbu. Lord. Look, everyone's got a lot of energy when you're young. It's better to wait till you get a little bit older.
That's what I take away from this. It's like they're young.
I do too, but you have a young child, right?
Yeah. So here's the question you ask yourself, Chloe. Are you in this marriage or not? You want to commit yourself or not? You in or you out?
I want to be in this, yes.
I want to be in this.
Which is why I brought up counseling.
All right. Okay. So you're willing to commit and stay in, and you don't want to get divorced, right?
No, I really don't want to if it doesn't have to come to that.
Okay.
Yeah, but you have to. You have to
kind of qualify.
Yeah, exactly. You have to take it off the table. You have to take it off the table for the time being and say, I'm going to commit myself, and we're going to get through this. Can you do that?
I think I can. It's the what if. Like, what if he actually did that?
Did what? Cheated?
Yeah.
Well, you have to ask yourself, can I forgive him on behalf of this family we're trying to form and get on with my life? Can't
right.
There's a way to think about this. We get married young. We shouldn't have done that. And this dude had some unfinished business, and he's drinking, and he needs treatment. Clearly, he needs some help. And here we are. We have this kid. I'm going to commit myself to this. Now, he has to work as hard as you do. And if he doesn't, okay, well, that's that. But you guys got to commit yourself if that's what you want to do.
Right.
Okay.
Well, Chloe, I agree with Drew on behalf of your child.
Right.
And for you, too. I would say keep going to the counseling. Try to play by the rules when you're not at the counseling. And let's treat it like something you want to happen. Pretend you want to be certified as a CPA or something. Just go to your classes,
do
what the instructors tell you to do, and let's pretend that we want to get that certificate. Mm-hmm. Okay?
And stay with it. But get him to – he may need some separate treatment, it sounds like. Each of you may need separate treatment, but we'll see. You ask the therapist about that.
I'll tell you about LifeLock. In the hands of an identity thief, your Social Security number could lead to all kinds of problems. Be smart. Memorize it. I actually have memorized mine. And keep your card in a secure place. Share it only when absolutely necessary and shred any documents with your Social Security number before throwing them out. There's so many threats in today's connected world. Just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Once they get in, oh boy. Hard to unring that bell once that credit gets screwed up. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and devices you may not easily see or be able to fix on your own. It's coming into 2019, people. Let's protect ourselves. Let's get LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. That is promo code ADAM. Terms apply.
All right. Now, someone's got a question about caffeine addiction.
Let's do it.
But that's line four. It's not blinking.
Oh.
Ew. What about caffeine addiction?
You know, more and more data coming out about – you took my pad away from me, by the way.
Had your name on it.
I know. I was using it. More and more data coming out about coffee being good for you, reduce the risk of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And, you know, coffee has a lot of antioxidants, probably a good thing. Whether caffeine itself is a good thing, jury, I suppose, is still out. It's certainly not a harmful thing in sort of coffee-like doses. Though, if you get panic attacks or have generalized anxiety or sleep disturbances, it's not going to help you. It's going to make things worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coffee's coffee's up there with red wine when in the time I've been on the planet, there's been 147 studies, pro and con. Yeah. And then every single – it ends up saying coffee and red wine, same thing. Like, okay, in moderation.
Yeah.
Should be fine. Right. It's like, all right. Okay, no more studies now. Yeah. All right. Everything – first off, strychnine in moderation. used responsibly is fine. Like, everything is fine in moderation. Yeah. So we never need to give us that part. But
these days, caffeine is getting like a green – not caffeine so much as coffee is getting a real green light.
That yes. caller, Dominique, is back on 6.
Oh,
116. Dominique?
Get it on, guys. I heard some of what you're saying, and I had a question about it. You know, you talk about being altered. You talk about, you know, Adam, when you've smoked weed, you get kind of – you second-guess yourself. And I feel that way with caffeine, but it's a double-edged sword because I feel like I need it. I don't get a lot of sleep all the time. I got young kids. And I don't like feeling numb, and I don't like feeling not sharp. And I don't know. I'm just kind of wondering where to go with it.
I didn't really hear the question in there. Try that again.
Okay. So I'm trying to find a way to not drink so much caffeine.
Why?
Maybe not. Because when I drink it, you know, maybe it's once every 3 or 4 days. I'm tired. When I start drinking it, I kind of feel numb. I have trouble keeping it to like one cup, so I have a few. I'll feel numb, and then I'm not really sharp. And
but you're only doing
wind it up second
every yeah. few days.
Do you put Baileys
in it? Yeah, every few days, because when I try not to drink it, because I know I drink it to excess, and I only drink it when I'm pretty tired.
Okay, well, hang on. You're using very peculiar language as it pertains to describing the effects of caffeine. It's not a numbing molecule. It doesn't numb.
It numbs me out because I'll have a bunch. I'll have 6, 7, 8 cups, and I'll feel like numb. Like normally, if someone like let's say if I'm getting in a disagreement with someone, if someone call, you know, I'll kind of go right back at them. But if I've had all this coffee, I'm just like, yeah, whatever you say, you know, whatever you say. I feel,
Do you focus differently?
I focus differently. I think it might affect me differently than other people.
Like, I'm gonna go with yes. But so here's the thing. If you don't drink it every day and you don't need it and it numbs you, then why drinking it?
You know, I haven't found anything else to wake me up. Sometimes I'll get a few hours sleep and then I'll have to drive for an hour and I'll just feel like, oh, I need this coffee to wake me up. I don't have another mechanism to kind of wake myself up. So I'll get in this habit, and then if I have too much caffeine, I won't sleep well the next night. So then this will go on for a few days once I start drinking it, you know?
Yeah. Well, what do you do for a living?
Sales.
Are you using anything
traveling
else?
Salesman.
Using anything else besides caffeine?
No, only caffeine.
Very strange.
Yeah. Well, look, we're not going to have any great answers for it here. It doesn't sit with you well.
Except why not stay at 3 cups? Why not just stop?
Yeah, you're just going to have to – you're kind of answering your own questions here.
Well, this would, you know, probably clear that up. Dr. Drew, I've been in a program of recovery for 10 years.
That's what I was going to say. You sound like an addict. That's why I keep asking about all this stuff. So you're using it specifically to alter. So you're going until you get altered.
I debate that because, well, at my first – I justify and say, well, I'm really tired. I got to drive. I need it. But then once I have a cup, I'm like, well, now I got to have 3 or 4 because I, you know, got to keep it going.
All right.
You know?
So your addict self kicks in. All right. I get it. All right. So maybe you can't do it. Maybe that's just the way it goes. Here's what you have to do. Sleep better. Sleep more.
Mm-hmm.
And start exercising in the morning or something and try to get your blood going.
Yeah. Like somebody, can you do the cold shower thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cold shower would be good. You know what else I did? I forgot. I did hot peppers. So
somebody was telling me.
Yeah, that does it.
Somebody tweeted me. Phil, I think, tweeted me the other day that said.
Dog tweeted you?
Have a shot of Da Bomb hot sauce. I did that hot wing show. Mm-hmm. And the stuff gets up to like 2 million on the whatever scale.
Oh.
And
come on. What was the next day like?
The no fact.
Oh, Jesus.
Drew, I want to ask you about me. Can we talk about me?
That's something we never talk about here. Go ahead.
Let's talk about me. First, I'll tell you about True Car. MSRP, might know what it stands for, but what does it really mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. Confusing. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including the fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. Your true price is a great price because your true car shows you what other people paid for the exact same car that you're looking for. Apples to apples. Your certified dealers set their true price competitively so they can win your business. So even amongst the true car dealers, they're competing for your business. So when you're ready to buy new or you're ready to buy used, you visit True Car, you enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states, but I bet you don't live in one of those states. Mm-hmm. So let's get it together, people. You want new, you want used, you always go with True Car. So I don't like hot food. I don't eat hot food. I don't eat hot sauce. I put a little Tabasco on my eggs, but that's about as far as I go with it. You know me pretty well. Mm-hmm. I don't seek it out or whatever.
But nothing affects you.
Did the Hot Wing show.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this is going to be hard because a lot of people start turning red and choking and they can't speak and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It had no effect on me.
Mean you weren't noticing the hot or the hot had no effect?
I could taste that the thing was hot.
Yeah. But you didn't run any nose or anything.
It didn't affect any.
Yeah.
You see other people and they're like waving their hand and they're
sweating.
Like, I can't go on with this interview because of what's going on.
Yes.
And somebody said, well, you have this sort of like high capacity to take hot food. And I thought, no, I don't. I have a high capacity to compartmentalize, which is it's not I don't let the global affect me.
Whoa.
As much as my mouth is on fire, but it's not affecting my ability to answer your questions.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm saying.
That. But okay.
Or I don't.
You're a heavyweight.
Well, there's a heavyweight part, but it also, as I'd, when I did a, show many years ago, I told you, I used to do a race car show. It was a fun show. I wish they still had it. Tommy Kendall's, I think, 5-time Trans Am champion. They did this show. It's kind of diabolical, but they just go out to Willow Springs, put you in a car, like a street car, but a kind of performance car, and you talk to each other through the headset while you go on these hot laps. And he'd go like, all right, we're going to pick up the pace now. I go to pace. Or he'd go like, you go up front, you lead, you know. And next thing you know, you're kind of racing a professional driver out on the big track at Willow Springs, and you're talking the whole time. Like, you're coming up on your right, look out. Oh, you're getting loose, you know, like blah, blah, blah. It was a fun show. I think it was called Test Drive with Tommy Kendall. I did it a few times. He said, every time everyone talks until the car gets loose, and then they shut up immediately.
You mean when the car starts sliding?
Yeah. He said, you just keep talking. I said, well, because I don't really connect.
That's a different thing with you.
I don't connect the one thing to the other thing.
That is your robot self.
Maybe.
You don't have fear.
But maybe the insane hot sauce and the continued with the interview is not
up.
because I've a tolerance for hot sauce. It's because I don't connect the car sliding with me talking, and I don't connect my mouth on fire with me being interviewed.
Differing mechanisms, but maybe.
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 Okay.
I'll go for that. Hey, here's a not a maybe. This is TheraWorks.
Not a maybe, baby.
This is a definite TheraWorks relief. Relieves foot and leg cramps. If you are one of these sufferers, you know how difficult they can be. Jolt you out of sleep. Sleep, of course, is a very serious health issue. Interrupt your daily life. Make it impossible to exercise. So I was saying yesterday, I gave it to a guy just yesterday, TheraWorks Relief, and I didn't have to prescribe a medication. It was like glorious. TheraWorks Relief, non-greasy foam, proven to relieve muscle cramps fast, reduce muscle soreness, plus with daily use, told this guy to use it all the time because he was having stuff at night, he was suffering when he went hunting. TheraWorks Relief can prevent muscle cramps when you use it daily before they ever start. Takes only minutes to apply. It absorbs quickly. I've been talking about TheraWorks Relief all over the place, and holidays around the corner. You know, someone who suffers with muscle cramps or soreness, there is no better gift. My patients, when I give it to them, they give it to their friends and their family. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Walmart, CVS. Walmart's?
I said Walmart.
Walmart's.
Well, there's more than one.
CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Or talk to your pharmacist. They are as enthused as I am because no longer do you have to take a medication for these damn cramps, and they are telling you, talk to somebody who has these things. They are delighted when they get to TheraWorks Relief. Learn more at TheraWorksRelief.com.
Hey, Wendy, Santa Barbara, 30.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know how to quite explain it.
Well, I'll read the screen. It says, is dealing with depression, thoughts of suicide, what should she do? What do you think makes you depressed?
I just have been questioning, I guess, my existence in a sense. I don't know how to clearly explain it.
Has that been something you've always thought about?
No, it's just been popping up in probably the past few months.
What happened that was different in the last few months?
I just feel like I'm stuck.
Yeah, but why do you think it cropped up in the last few months?
Remember this feature?
Yes, I do remember the angry feature.
Yes.
Of the 8 Mississippi between syllables.
Yeah.
Hey, Wendy?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if we have a good connection, please answer in a slightly more timely fashion. Has there been some event in the last few months, a relationship end? What's your status now? Single, married?
I'm in a relationship, long distance. We've lived together before, but work reasons, had to go somewhere else, and he works 12 hours a day. I have an easier schedule, so we don't see each other as much.
Yeah. Do you have anything in life that you're passionate about?
I don't know. I feel like I'm back at zero with that.
Okay. Are you thinking about hurting yourself?
No, I haven't. I just think what my purpose is, and I think my question is if that's normal or if that's a sign. Like, I don't think about hurting myself.
Yes, it is a sign that you are depressed.
But
absolutely, these are all symptoms, and you need to get that treated.
There's a little too much on purpose in our society. You know, you're 30. You're sometimes your purpose can be wake up, breathe, walk, move. Say hi to people. Like, you know, not everyone has to be Gandhi or Mother Teresa or Steve Jobs. You know, sometimes you can just be 30 figuring it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The purpose is there's a lot of pressure to the word purpose. What is your purpose?
Yeah, but,
you know
but,
what I mean?
But yeah, I get what you're saying. But finding, you know, enjoyment, previous enjoyable activities, feeling what's called sort of anhedonia and worthless and all this stuff, that's depression. You can feel better.
And you can. And to me, it's always about friends and always about other people and always about engagement and connections and activities.
But,
and
but when
just
you're really
like,
biologically down, you got to get out of that first.
First.
Yeah.
Like, I have a really good group of friends. Like, and
you're in Santa Barbara. There's tons of treatment in Santa Barbara. Tons and tons.
All right.
Go take advantage of that.
Let's get that. And then, but again, just friends and movement and beach and walks and everything. And again, purpose, that's a lofty goal we'll get to later.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's just a feeling now, but lack of purpose. That's part of the depression.
Right. All right. Let me tell you about Simply Safe. The Adam and Dr. Drew Show is brought to you by Simply Safe. I recommend Simply Safe to everyone I know. Go there today at simplysafe.com/Adam2. That's the number 2. Do not spell it out. Simplysafe.com/Adam2. All right. Live show coming up November 30th, Anaheim Grove with Rob Riggle. Come say hi. Go to Chassis, 2 S's and a Y. Lots of shows going on there. And, you can go get some merch and go to adamcarolla.com or go to Corolla Drink. Say hi to Lynette. Drew?
Go to drew.com. Check out the family pods and all the letters and publications we have there. Sign up for the contact list and all your dreams.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew, say mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? Nope, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever. And check out Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, our channel, available now on Pluto TV. Stick around for the AP News.